Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We will say hello to the manager of the Mets, Mickey Callaway. Mickey, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing well. How are you?
All right, Mickey. Let me start with McNeil. Sounds like it's not as bad as you guys originally thought, right?
Yeah, that's accurate. You know, it seems like it's a very mild strain, and we'll treat him day to day and see how it goes.
But he's going on the IL, right?
Yeah, he is. We felt it was necessary to do that because he wasn't going to be able to play today or the next couple days. So we got Ruben Tejada up here to see if he can fill in for him.
All right, so Ruben's going to be in the lineup tonight, and obviously a very experienced guy that everybody knows well. You know, we can talk about anybody in that lineup, Mickey. We can talk about Alonso. We can talk about Conforto. We can talk about anybody we want. There's no way you don't take a severe hit with McNeil. He's that good. I mean, he is an integral part of everything you guys do.
Yeah, you know, he is, and you're right about that. But we can't make it an excuse. You know, we still have a job to do. We're going to miss him, but somebody's got to step up. You know, Lagares came in last night, got four hits. You know, some of the other guys are just going to have to step up while he's out if we're going to do what we are setting out to do.
What are you going to do lineup-wise with McNeil out as far as the top of the order goes?
Yeah, I think that we'll just let Rosie lead off. He's done a great job of that in the past, last at the end of last year, and then filled in for McNeil a couple times this year. So I feel comfortable with him leading off. After that, you know, I think that we have to be willing to adjust on a daily basis. You know, I think if it's righties in there, obviously Conforto will probably be in that two hole. But from there, let's see who's pitching against us and see who's swinging the bat well and go from there.
Is Lowry a possibility in the near? Are we getting close to where Lowry could be an issue or could be a factor in some way?
Yeah, we're hoping so. He's doing a great job on his rehab. He's progressing day by day. We still don't have a timeline on when he's going to actually get into a rehab game or assignment, but he did take live BP yesterday. So he is definitely progressing forward, he and Nimmo both.
Mickey, talk to me about this streak that got you back in. You guys played great since the break. You got yourself back in contention. You're right there right now, two games. What did the winning, which you did, you know, at a very high level for the, you know, for the first 5 weeks, 4 weeks after the All-Star break, what did that mean to you as a manager and what did it mean to the team?
Yeah, it was huge for the team. You know, we wanted to do something special when we set out on this season in spring training. And, you know, we had a tough time for quite a while. So to get back in it and understand that, hey, we are capable of this, and you look at our rotation, our bullpen has been performing better than they have in the first half. Our offense has been, you know, solid and steady. They score enough runs. And during that streak, it's just somebody else stepping up every night, and that's what it takes to go on a streak like that. You know, you can't have – just two guys carry you. That just doesn't last very long. But when somebody else steps up every night and it's a different guy, that's when you can really get clicking, and that's what we've been doing.
How about for you as a manager to go through have that kind of prolific streak for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, that's fun. You know, we want to win games. That's what we set out to do every day, and to see that come to fruition is always you know, fun for the coaching staff. You know, our coaches work very hard every single day, and to see the fruits of your labor makes you feel good. But we do understand that we haven't done anything yet, right? We put together a good streak. We got back in it, but we have to continue. We're going to have to continue to play like we've been playing, you know, for the last few weeks to continue to get to where we want to go, and that's going to be no easy task.
With Smith and Cano down, You're carrying, they're traveling with you guys. I'm watching the game last night, and they're making a point about how valuable they both are to the team and how big a part of you know, the proceedings they are. What does Smith and Cano bring, even when they can't play here? What do they bring that you're bringing them on the road with you?
Yeah, they bring leadership, and they bring energy to the dugout. You know, I think that they both obviously have a huge presence in this clubhouse, and especially when they're on the bench out there and they're not able to contribute. Cano's keeping some of the infielders locked in. Dom is riding around on his scooter after wins. It's fun, but they really do. They bring a presence to the dugout. They bring an energy, and we want them around because they're part of what we're trying to do.
It's interesting because a lot of teams don't travel injured players on the road. That's not the norm, you know. So that's kind of unusual to have those guys there as visible as they are.
Yeah, we have such good camaraderie going right now, and we didn't want to be without those guys. So I think it's really, really great that they're around and that they're out there present on the bench and pulling for their teammates.
Can you survive with what you've been left with, a very weak bench? Are you okay with that day in and day out? Can you live in the National League, playing National League games with as weak a bench as you have right now?
Yeah, Mike, we have to. To get to where we want to go, we have to. We're not going to let anything stand in our way.
You got to put it in the bullpen is what you're saying. You have to put the numbers in the bullpen, right?
Yep. You got to go, beat up on people with what you got, and I have faith in these guys.
All right. I mean, listen, it's not much there, but like you said, you're not going to pinch hit for many of these guys anyway, right? So you're going to let them play.
Exactly. You know, you're going to double switch when you need to, when it's impactful for Lugo to go to or someone to keep you in the game, but our starters are going to play.
All right, what about the bullpen, and especially Diaz? You're going to need Diaz. You're going to be playing tight games. You're going to be playing a lot of close games. There's no way around that. Can you get Diaz to a point here, Mickey, where he gets some confidence and figure out exactly why he is getting pounded with the slider as much as he is?
Yeah, we've been working hard early. He went out early today with Phil and Ricky and those guys, and he continues to work. So I think it's another situation, like I just answered, we have to. For us to get to where we want to go, Diaz has to get the job done.
Yeah, you can't ignore him. He's got to be there.
Exactly.
You got to use him, right? There's no way around it.
Right. We're just not deep enough if he doesn't. So we're going to rely on him. We're going to continue to have faith in him. We're going to be smart about it and understand that Lugo can get the job done when we need to as well. I have faith in Familia. He's starting to come around. Brad Brock has thrown a couple of good innings for us now, and we have Justin Wilson. So, but Diaz has got to pitch good for us to do something special, and we understand that.
How is he handling things mentally? This is not easy for a closer to be going through this.
He is unbelievable. I'll tell you what, this kid, is for as young as he is, he is handling this unbelievably. He just wants to win games. You know, whether you pitch him or not, he's a happy camper when we win, and that's really all you can ask. He's working hard. He's not letting it get him down. The struggles have been real, and he understands it, and he wants to be better.
Can he be more reliant with the fastball, Mickey, or does he have to use the slider to be successful?
No, I think that he can be more reliant at times when the situation calls for it on the fastball. For him to be the dominant guy he was last year, he's going to need two pitches. You know, I don't care who you are nowadays, if you can throw 100 and 102, and guys are going to square it up. So you need that second pitch. But we have to pick the right spots to mix it in and make sure that we continue to work on it without it hurting us too bad.
You know, a couple of things that jumped out at me while I was away and I'm watching you guys. Number one, what a confident hitter Davis has become day in and day out.
He puts together a good at-bat every at-bat.
0-2 hits, 0-2 sack flies. I mean, just a very confident hitter and with a lot of power.
Yeah, and that's because he prepares. This guy prepares better than anybody we have. He understands what the pitcher's trying to do, so he never feels like he doesn't have a chance.
Plus, it looks like Rosario's grown up both ways, offensively and defensively.
He's been playing great on both sides of the ball. You're right. He's done a great job. Now he's going to be leading off, so hopefully he continues to swing the bat well. Tough night for him last night, but he's still going to have those every now and again, no matter who you are. But he'll bounce back, and I'm sure he's going to embrace this leadoff role while he's got it.
What's made his defense better, Mickey?
You know, they've been working really hard on his crossover step. You know, he used to kind of do a drop step, and he wouldn't gain ground when he's trying to go left and right. And it was really affecting the plays that he could make at the end of his range. And now he's doing a great job with that crossover step, that first step quickness to allow him to dive for balls and get to them, make plays at the end of his range, and have more time to get the ball over to the first.
You know, you guys have, you know, the play at first base on Sunday aside, you guys have played much better defensively during that stretch, too. You know, you're catching balls in the outfield better. Rosario's playing better. It just seemed like the defense was a lot crisper during that winning streak.
Yeah, you got to have good defense to win games, and that is exactly what happened. I thought that we played very, very good defense. You know, aside from the one that we missed the other day that led to three runs and a loss, we were very solid. We got to keep that up, though, to keep on winning games.
Plus, Conforto's gotten hot for you, which is big key, too. I mean, I know he's streaky, but he has been very good during this stretch for you also.
He has, and when he gets hot, it's not just hot, it's red hot. This guy, he goes all out when he starts going good. So we're glad that he's in the spot he's in. You know, we have a couple lefties. We had a lefty last night, a lefty tonight, and then we have another lefty the first game in Kansas City. But we're still confident he's going to go out there and swing the bat and have a chance even against the lefties.
And, you know, Alonso's hung in there. You know, people have said he's striking out too much and different stuff. But if you look overall, his numbers, runs batted in, his home runs, they're still consistent. I mean, he's still knocking the ball out of the ballpark. He's still knocking in runs. So maybe people thought he was going to hit for a little higher average, and maybe they think he's not going to strike out. But I think he's still been pretty solid when you look at the numbers.
He has, you know, and it kind of surprises you. You know, I was looking at him today, in the last week or so, he's been off the charts with his numbers.
He's hit four homers in the last seven games.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that, but that's the case. You know, he's such a dangerous hitter, and if he doesn't hit a homer, I think sometimes you're kind of disappointed. But he's done a great job of continuing to be productive, even when he hasn't, you know, gotten some hits. He's still popping a homer or driving in a run somehow, and there's value to that at all times.
What about Stroman? What's he brought to the team?
Oh, man, he brings energy, and he wants to win. He's excited to be in New York. You saw where he really elevated his game in front of that Citi Field crowd the other day with all the strikeouts. So he's just a bundle of energy and a guy that really wants to win bad.
You know, you went through that, you know, you beat on all those teams and you got red hot, and now you're in this stretch against good teams day in, day out, like the Braves, and you got the Cubbies coming up and the Indians coming up and the Braves again. This is where, obviously, you know, like you said, it's right there for you, but now you got to get it done day in and day out. You feel good about, I mean, obviously you have to be very happy with what your team's accomplished, but you feel like this team can take it from here to the finish line?
Yeah, I really do. You know, with our starting pitching, if our bullpen continues to perform, we play solid defense, and we get timely hitting, we can definitely do this. We have the talent to do it. We have some tough teams that are all playing for something. You know, the Indians, they're trying to win their division.
Yep.
The Cubs are trying to get back in into the swing of things. Atlanta continues to be a solid baseball team every week because they're so talented. But we can do this if we do things that we can control.
Atlanta's a tough team to pitch to, boy. With Acuna, Freddie Freeman, boy, they can hit. They really can.
Yeah.
I mean, that puts a lot of pressure on your pitching staff getting through that lineup. They are tough.
Yeah, you can't make mistakes. You know, when Wheeler made a mistake last night, as good as his stuff is, they made him pay. So we have to execute pitches, make sure that we get ahead. I thought our bullpen did a great job last night at keeping us in the game.
You know, does this feel like a different team to you now that it's been winning for a month and a half than it did early in the season when it was struggling so mightily, or does it still feel like the same group of guys?
It feels like the same group of guys. The only difference is you're winning games, so that definitely has a different feel, right? You go home, you sleep better, you feel better. But these guys, and you have to give it to them, man. They've been consistent. They come to play every day. They've never given up. They could have, you know, mailed it in 1 week or 2 weeks or for the season, and they haven't. So I'm proud of them for that.
Well, listen, they've done a good job. It's fun to watch. Good luck tonight.
Yep, thanks a lot, Mike.
Okay, Mickey Callaway, back after this.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.